Hi, I'm your host, Matt Stauffer, and this is episode 43 of the 5-Minute Geek Show, a twice-weekly show about development and everything around it. It's one topic per episode about front-end, back-end, mobile project management, design, entrepreneurship, whatever. If it's geeky, it fits. Today, we're going to be talking about blame and responsibility. So, in our company, Dan and I started a business. It's just the two of us at first, and he had a business prior, but we kind of just converted it into a new business that was the two of us. And while at the beginning, we both did some development, we quickly moved to a place where he was kind of moving on to really caring more about business management and business development and higher level thinking. And I was moving on towards wanting to be a better developer and less of a kind of, you know, having to get my own business and all those other things that I had done for years of being a freelancer. So we kind of came up with this internal arbitrary distinction of saying, well, Dan gets the business and Matt gets the business done. And it was clever and it was useful and it was a helpful distinction. And it's still helpful for us to think of it in terms of the ways of like, well, he's the managing director and I'm the technical director, right? So we're partners, we're co-owners, but he's the one who focuses more on kind of keeping the business running. And I'm the one who focuses more on the business that we're actually doing. And so it's still helpful. But one of the things that we've found over the last couple of years is that is that when I look at a situation, I say, look, that is in Dan's realm. That's Dan's role. That's biz dev. I don't do it. I throw my hands up and I say, look, all I'm doing is the technical stuff. It's justifiable within the realm of that kind of agreement that we make, right? That high level distinction of he gets the business, I get the business done. But the thing is, there are circumstances in which Dan should be doing work around the company, whether we need an extra hand or whether we need some technical work done or some design work or UX or whatever that is specifically, you know, in Dan's realm. Dan steps in and does that work. When we're all kind of cranking like crazy, he's not sitting there saying, well, I'm going to go sip some more Mai Tais on business development meetings. You know, he'll get his hands dirty. And in a lot of the circumstances, I've kind of said, you know, I've been very thankful for that. In a lot of kind of maybe flip circumstances, I haven't been stepping up and saying, well, you know what? Just like Dan kind of gets down in the guts of it, I'm going to get up in the whatever the opposite of the guts are, up in the clouds or whatever of it, because I've kind of like pointed to this distinction of, well, you know, Dan does biz dev, I don't do biz dev, and I've realized recently that that's been hurting us because I should be doing biz dev, right? I should be working to get ourselves clients more than I am, and it's not like I've turned down opportunities, but I haven't thought of it as part of my responsibility, and it's because I'm always pointing to that kind of distinction we made. So this, you know, this is less talking about us and more talking about the fact that there's this kind of common situation of pointing to some external distinction or line or conversation or whatever and just continually pointing to it to justify why we're behaving the way we are. And there's some reason, because for me as having come out of a freelancer and having been responsible for my own business for ages, it's very nice to not have to be responsible for bringing in work. But I didn't say that every time. I just said, oh, well, hey, we made this deal, we made this thing where he gets the business, I get the business done, right? And so I was a little bit like kind of like my head in the sand when I was doing that, because it was clear that both partners of a business should be doing business development to make sure we get more work. And I wasn't doing my share because I just kept pointing to that thing. And I was being, you know, if anyone had stopped to say, Matt, yes, you've made that distinction. Do you really think it's wise that you're not doing any explicit business development? Yes, you have that line. Why are you pointing that line? Is that actually the right line, or is that the line that you're using to justify some other opinion or some other preference? I would have probably had to stop and examine it. But I was able to just point to it and make it sound convincing enough that people just said, okay, that's how you do it. That's your thing, right? And I've found that there's lots of those circumstances in my life, and I see it in the lives of others as well. We find a thing that we don't want to do, or we do want to do, whatever, and we point to something else as the justification for it. You know, oh, you know, and this, you see this all the time in political leanings. You know, someone has a particular political opinion or religious opinion or whatever it is, and then they find all the other reasons usually supplied by their particular political party why it's right. But that's not, you didn't look at all those things and come to that conclusion. You already had this core thing that you wanted or didn't want, and you're finding things that support it. And so in the same way, I didn't want to do biz dev because I was exhausted from many years of being a freelancer. And so I pointed to this arbitrary line that we'd drawn and said, that's why. That's not why. I didn't do it because I didn't want to do it. And I use that as my justification. And it hurts you, because when we would get in a situation where I probably should be doing it or I had time to be doing it, I would go do other things because, hey, man, I got this line to point to. So it's just, yeah, this image of like, you know, we got our heads in the sand and we're just not thinking about, you know, what should I do, but rather what can I justify, you know, getting away with or whatever it ends up being. So yeah, I think it's something we have to do in our business lives, like I just described here. It's in our personal lives, and we're talking about political discussions and religious discussions and whatever else. It's, we just have a tendency to point to something. It's in interpersonal relationships. There's some reason you did something or didn't do something or whatever. You're in trouble with your spouse or whatever it is, and you point to some external thing. That's not really what it was. But it's much easier to point to that external thing than it is to say deeply, I did this wrong, or I didn't want this, or I do want that, or whatever, in the hard way. So you just point to the external thing, and you're dancing around, and you convince yourself internally that that external thing, whatever it is, or that justification or whatever, is really why you think it. But I don't know how to describe it other than you're just kind of putting like a layer of lie in front of it, enough that you actually kind of like convince yourself that that's what you're actually doing. Oh no, I actually really am doing this because of this. Like, I don't know. So I think I want to challenge us to find the situations in our lives where there's something uncomfortable that we do, something that we do or don't want, and we're using something else to justify it. We're putting something else that's easier to argue around or easier to justify or more acceptable or whatever, and to pull that thing out of the way and actually deal with the core thing. Why is it that you don't want that thing? Why is it that you do want thing? And engage with that. Because you're just going to keep holding on to this facade you have in front of it until you actually engage with the real conversation. That doesn't mean that, you know, every time we have a facade, the thing behind it is wrong. But the thing is, we should engage with the thing behind it and actually deal with why, what is it about that thing that drives us to put a facade up in front of it rather than dealing with it as it is. So that's it. I hope this makes sense. I hope it helps somebody. Thanks for listening to the 5 Minute Geek Show at 5 Minute Geek Show on Twitter, number 5, 5MinuteGeekShow.com, FIVE. And you can subscribe to us on iTunes or RSS. If you like the show, get one of those little cars that drive around to metropolitan areas where it's basically a truck, but in the backside, instead of being like a box, it's just like a little mini pyramid, and either side there's like an ad, and rent one of those for the 5 Minute Geek Show. Thanks. Till next time, this is Matt Stauffer, 5 Minute Geek Show.
Can you say 5 Minute Geek Show?
5 Minute Geek Show.
There you go. Good job, bud.
It's Kai on there.
Kai's on there. Can you say eat your peas, baby, 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 please?
It's a peach, baby, baby, peach, baby.
Good job!